We're now joined by head coach Jeff Wyatt of the Mercer Cardinals. It is the first night of the Coaches Show season here on KTTN. Opening night of the basketball season at Mercer was last Monday. It was the home opener and the season opener in Battle of Cardinals. Mercer upended Hale 57-34. The Penny Hornets down at Hamilton will be the opponent for Mercer. That'll be the back end of a girls-boys doubleheader. That will be coming up about 7:30 on Thursday night. Coach Jeff Wyatt, congrats on the win against Hale.
Thank you.
How pleased were you with the way the boys performed last week?
Overall, I thought it was a very good first game for us. Our offense was kind of stagnant, but it seemed like it was able to put some defensive stops together. And, you know, it was kind of an ugly game. There wasn't a whole lot of offensive flow, but I thought in the fourth quarter we kind of got in the rhythm and kind of got a lead build up and was able to hold it.
That's what I've heard from a lot of coaches over the last week, is if you played last week, yeah, it seems like it's that first game, maybe it's nerves and just the fact you're trying to get in a rhythm, but not a lot of shots are going in from that three-point line. But if you can play defense, you'll have some success, and certainly you guys played good defense that night.
I thought we did. We tried some different things, you know, which I'm sure everybody's trying some different things early in the season like that, And I thought we had a couple of things that really worked well for us, and hopefully we can keep improving on that.
How intrigued are you to see how the boys perform against a little bigger school like Penny on Thursday, Coach?
You know, we always try to do, some pretty tough teams early in the season, and we've had some good games with Penny the last couple of years, and, you know, it's a good test for us to go play a bigger school, especially going down there and playing them on their home court. And, you know, we know they're going to be athletic, probably going to be quick. So it'll be a real good test for us to see where we match up against a team like that.
What are you looking for from your team, Coach? You got a chance to see him night one. You got a victory. You had a lot of practice last week. Certainly it's going to be more challenging this week with the way that the weather is. But what have you seen from your team right now, and what's kind of your expectations of the season?
Really right now, I think we're still trying to get in the rhythm. You know, we've got some new players this year playing a lot of minutes for us, and just trying to get in the rhythm, you know, kids playing together in different lineups and different things like that. So that'll be something that we're working on, you know, throughout the whole first part of the season, is trying to get used to things like that. And everybody's got to learn their role on the team. And so you just want to keep improving on things like that. And, you know, we want to be able to get in an offensive flow and everything like that. And this year we've got a lot of kids that can shoot the ball pretty decent. So, we're looking for ball movement and things like that, and not necessarily someone taking the first shot. We want to be able to move the ball and work to get the best shot that we possibly can. So those are the things that we're looking to improve on.
Your teams over the last couple of years, it seemed like you'd have maybe a couple of point guards who are a little bit undersized, maybe some of those in the area that 5'10 to maybe 6'2". Small forward, shooting guard type, and then maybe a big guy inside that rebounds, doesn't score a lot. Is that kind of the makeup of this team, Coach, or do you have some more size, some more quickness? How does the group look?
We look very similar to the way we've looked the last couple of years. You know, we've got some size. Isaiah Morgana's grew a little bit more. He's probably 6'4", 6'5" now. You know, we've got the Hartley kid inside and Cam. You know, he's probably 6'2", 6'3" now. So in the inside, we do have a little more size. You know, we've got a lot of guards in the 5'10 to 6 foot range that can get out and handle the ball and, you know, kind of run and different things like that. So hopefully we get everybody involved and everything works out well. And if we can get a lot of kids scoring, that seems like it's a lot harder to stop than if you just got one main score.
Sounds like you're mentioning a lot of kids' names I recognize. I know they can play a little bit, and the depth's a great sign. Are there any things that are just concerns that you had coming into the season, or even looking at the way the guys are playing now, or concerns at this point, Coach?
I think, you know, everybody has concerns to start the year off, and probably the biggest thing is just making sure that everybody plays well together, and you know, you get that lineup to where everything seems smooth. So that's really our main goal right now. You know, we've got a lot of kids that can play multiple positions, which is good for us. And, you know, we just got to find a lineup that works with kids where they feel comfortable and everything's just worked well. So that's kind of what we're shooting for right now.
Well, we knew that in football season, a big part of, you know, in my conversations with Penny is you don't have LaTroy Harper, so it changes your squad. And Certainly that's the case with the basketball team, too, on different levels and different scales. But do you know any specifics about, you know, what Penny has without LaTroy on how they might be a little bit different? You know, sometimes not having that go-to guy, and if they're a little bit more balanced, that almost makes them more difficult to prepare for.
It does, and, you know, I don't know who they've got or who they've even played this year, so we're just going to look at probably some film of when we played them the last couple of years to kind of see some of their tendencies. But, you know, the Harper kid was a huge part of their offense, and, you know, without him, you're exactly right. You know, they can have two or three kids step up and be way more balanced and be a much more dangerous team, so... we know they're going to be athletic. You know, they always have been. So, you know, we're just trying to prepare that way and go down and see how we match up. And hopefully, you know, things will turn out for the best for us.
How does practice look? Are you going to get the boys in tonight, Coach? Or is it too icy tomorrow and Wednesday? Is it just kind of wait and see what the roads do?
It's right now, it's kind of wait and see. You know, we may try and get in this afternoon, possibly, but... you know, we'll get in tomorrow for sure if we have school. So we're just kind of wait and see right now. And, you know, hopefully we get in. And I'm sure their legs are needing some conditioning done. So, you know, over the holidays. So, you know, we'll try to get some of that done and go over some small things. And hopefully we're ready for Thursday night.
Now that's the word, Mercer boys. Get ready to do some conditioning and work off that turkey. Next week, Green City home game Tuesday at Princeton. Always a fun matchup next Friday the 7th. Coach, we'll talk to you again next Monday. Good luck with your trip down to Hamilton Thursday night.
All right. Thank you.